This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way.
That's the great one, bringing us in, Frank Sinatra. All right. I'm just going to tell you this. You want to tune into the show tomorrow because there's going to be some big surprises. And folks know, I tend to tell you stuff right up front. I don't tell you big surprises unless there's big surprises. So, in fact, I never even contact Matt Drudge. I'm going to be contacting Matt Drudge after the show today. I'm going to leave it at that. So, you're going to want to tune in tomorrow. So, I wouldn't even be surprised if they don't try to take me out today. Yeah, let me tell you something. If you knew what was going on behind the scenes and everything else, folks, this is such a real-world event. This is America on its deathbed. And then the globalists got sucker-punched by the Patriot Movement and Trump, and yes, people in U.S. government agencies. People go, well, I thought the agencies are bad. It's Patriot groups in the agencies who knew the plan to totally take over if Hillary got in, which you now see they're still doing, as if Trump isn't even there. Now I'm going to go to this important boil-down with Walter Cronkite pledging himself to the devil and more. And then we're going to come back and I'm going to get into the big enchilada. Why are they shutting everyone down? I had a huge epiphany last night. Wait till we break this down. This is so critical. But remember, it's all up to you to get the word out.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
They have to work the dark side, or we're going to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
There's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
We'll be right back. be back.
This is your life. This is the real world. This is decision time. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Tell you right now, my spirit is at white hot full power, and the only time that happens is just like Lord of the Rings when goblins are near, Sting lights up white. Let me tell you, the Democrats know if Kavanaugh gets in and all this other stuff happens, the economy's coming back. Little Bird told me the actual new growth rate may be 4.85% in the next month when they announce it. I mean, they are in panic mode right now. And they are going to pull out false flag attacks on the media to be blamed on yours truly and others. They are going to just get more and more vicious, because if you look at the globalists, they look like pedophiles and crypt keepers, because they are. I mean, this is a collection of the worst slime drawn like moths to flame to get control of this republic so they can slowly torture the living daylights out of it. It's the same spirit that wants to kidnap a three-year-old and torture it for a month in a dungeon. They call it sucking it up, sucking it dry, using it up, as it begs for mommy, as the baby does. That's their words, as it begs. So you can understand, the spirit of the New York Times, CNN, is a spirit that would kidnap a three-year-old and torture it for a month's death. And once you understand that that's not rhetoric, on my soul, that's who they are. Then you know the pure enemy and how they hate you, because you are not a spiritually hunchbacked, ugly, satanic, blood-drinking demon. Because even though they can't all carry out their fantasies, that's their spirit. Now, does that make sense? Now, I could go through exhibit after exhibit and prove what I just said, but you already know it. So the sun is rising, and the vampires are scared. Metaphysical, energetic, spiritual, and physical destroyers. Parasites. And it is a self-hate that they project onto us. See, we love ourselves. We love you. You love us. We love God. We love potentiality. We love seeing a great, good-looking, successful family that are nice people. We don't feel bad because somebody lands in a cool helicopter or somebody has a bigger house than us. We feel that as a collective wealth through our individualism. Now, I said I was going to give you the big news, and I'm going to do it, but I am just so on fire with victory right now. I just don't know what to say. Big stuff's happening. I feel in my gut the enemy's being broken right now. And that doesn't mean that we're out of the woods, but I can also intellectually see how the things they've done will never be reconciled with the American people or anybody else. I mean, America is not China with 5,000 years of slavery. We're not Sweden, where they were naturally communal people, so you can bring in a communist system and control them. The United States operating system, if you study it, is a whole other discussion, but to even try to hazard a quick summation of it would be blasphemous. So I'm not going to do that, but let's just say born of fire. I'd have to say at the very heart of America's operating system it's very hard to say what's at the heart. Should I even say what's at the heart? The trap to which tyrants come to be destroyed. The hunter that hunts the corrupt kings. Well, they know what's at the heart of Texas. It's the Scots. But it's too simple a statement to say the Scots in Texas, because if you look at the Republic, it's a bigger picture. But the Scots, now socialist, now broken, now manipulated, now self-loathing, now in decline, those aren't the Scots. The Scots that came here were the Scots to escape the tyranny of 800 years of war that they never gave in on. And then to have that ethos as the detonator with the English Renaissance and the French wildness and the Irish soul and the German power all fused with the Native American mystery and the black slave's strength and desire for freedom. That spirit fusing into something never before seen and never before dreamed of. With Christendom and the Reformation and the Protestant worth ethic. With the Catholic ethos. And just all of those things coming together in the beginning. And then the adventures and the freebooting and the war and the death and the creation. And all the groups never allowed to build what they wanted or do what they wanted, turned loose, and the patents and the ideas and the trailblazing, the discovery. That is America. And that is only its first chapter. Not a chapter to be a victim in, but a chapter to rejoice that you come from such an incredible place and such an incredible time. Now, before we go any further, when I come back, I am going to break down something so incredibly important, and I hesitate to even get into it because it's the key to everything. I mean, it's we know how to defeat the enemy, hands down. We have it in our hand. We have the key. We have to shove it in the door, turn the lock, and know that something better is on the other side. But so many men think CYA. Is the way to be somebody. And maybe if you wanted a bunch of crap and have a bunch of kids that commit suicide and, you know, have a bunch of fake trophy wives, maybe having the biggest house on the hill, the biggest jet boat, the biggest helicopter, being a sellout was cool, but you're empty. None of you guys have any real power. You don't have any real spirit, and you know you don't. You're playing it safe has almost destroyed us. But those timid souls aren't who I'm speaking to here today. Crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you. May your chains set lightly upon you, as Patrick Henry said. All I can say is spread your wings, humanity, because the time is here. History is now. There's no way they beat us at this point. I've just got to gut up and take my licks, whatever they are. But it feels really good because they think tearing me apart limb from limb is going to intimidate you. It's the blindness because they think we're like them. And spiritually, they can't stop but do it. And so victory is very close within our grasp right now. Now, let me stop right there. If you don't fund us, they'll have fun destroying me earlier than I think I'm supposed to be. I know that launching key operations in the near future, that I will not name here on air, but that are going to be extremely effective against the globalists legally and lawfully, and will ensure that we are unstoppable, needs to happen. But I do need to see a lot of capital. I need to see it right now. We have products you need. Go get a couple t-shirts, get some books, get some videos, get some supplements. Sign up for auto ship on things you want to reorder, like coffee and supplements. 10% off on that. Big specials are about to end. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. But whatever you do, keep praying for InfoWars and realize you're on the winning team. And just thank Christ for his guidance and that he lead us and direct us. And whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and those local stations you're listening to, because this is an epic time to be alive, and I am so honored to be here with you. Stay with us.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here back live. Look at the front page of DrudgeReport.com. Then we'll pull up NewsWars.com. Woodward Book reveals nervous breakdown of Trump White House. Well, yeah, they're a bunch of wimps fighting globalism. Only Trump's strong. Chief of Staff Kelly on president. He's an idiot. We're in crazy town. This is the worst job I've ever had. Well, that's because you're actually having to work and not just follow orders. Let's go back to the headlines. I'm reading them. Thanks. Then continuing, Trump called Sessions mentally retarded, dumb Southerner. Well, I love Southerners. I guess you say Texas is Southern, but there are some dumb Southerners. There's also some dumb Yankees. Lost his temper during mock Mueller interview. Plus, there's audio now being released by Bob Woodward. We'll post it up on InfoWars.com. We'll play that later in this hour. Owen Schroyer's joining us. We have some of the Kavanaugh highlights, the Democrats flipping out. That's coming up at the start of the next segment here today. But you know, almost everything you see is a lie. Almost everything they put out is a deception. So remember that. Because not all of what I just said is what's supposedly on Woodward's audio. But Trump is an American. He's trying to restore the country. And he knows the Democrats are in bed with the Russians, the Chinese, everybody else. And he gets mad, like he should, instead of playing along with them. And he's like, why is Sessions doing this? Why isn't he? Why are they indicting all these Republicans on campaign finance, buying their staff meals with campaign money, which is donated? That's totally legal. They're just interpreting it that it was the wrong expense account. It's how they indicted Netanyahu's wife over a five-year period. A couple hundred thousand shekels worth of the government chef bringing government food and cooking for private meetings with world leaders at their house. Yes, you heard me right. In Israel, the government doesn't pay, they claim, for world leaders eating at Netanyahu's house. What? I guess they don't have a White House for their president over there. For their prime minister. Whether you love Netanyahu or hate him, Soros is on record saying he wants to overthrow Israel and the Arabs will just kill each other forever over it. Saudi Arabia doesn't take one person. You know, I got Owen Schroyer coming up about an exciting idea he has. But, you know, here's the deal. He's hosting 3 hours today. We're just going to have Owen on next hour, because I want him in here about this, but I need to get to this Trump thing, and I keep getting distracted with all the other news and things we just mentioned. It's all so insane. So I'm not, like, holding up on this. You need to keep tuning in and say, oh, tune in, I'm going to get to it. It's just that there's all these points I want to make, and I don't have a teleprompter. I don't want him to click, 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 click to make the key point I'm about to make straight ahead. Because really, it's a warning to the globalists and their own minions, and a warning to everybody else. And I want to break down what's happening very succinctly, and then what's going to happen down different roads if they do remove Trump. And then we're going to air, in the last segment of this hour, the Bob Woodward tape. But first, with the president, let's go to some of the highlights at the beginning this morning. For the Supreme Court nominee, the Democrats are panicking, has the votes. when they totally melt down. This goes on for like 5 minutes. I'm going to play a few minutes of it. It's insane. And then later, Durbin admits that the eruption hearing was planned by Schumer. So this is what they're doing, trying to disrupt our normal law, our system, to stop what the election stated would happen in 2016. They had this country so close to ending it, but now their victory is being grabbed away from them, and they are really upset. Here it is.
It's the same kind of controversy, and I see we're starting, so I'll shut up.
It does look like we are about to gavel in. There you go. Everyone. Senator Chuck Grassley, let's listen in.
On the nomination of
Mr. Chairman.
Brett Kavanaugh.
Mr. Chairman.
To serve as Associate Justice.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to be recognized for a question before we proceed. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to be recognized to ask a question before we proceed. The committee received just last night, less than 15 hours ago, 42,000 pages of documents that we have not had an opportunity to review or read or analyze.
You're out of order. I'll proceed.
Hit pause.
We cannot possibly.
You're out of order. Hillary had 35,000 illegal emails and foreign governments on it. It's a Dropbox selling out her whole country. She gave them the Office of Personnel Management hack to the Chi-Coms. You ought to all be in federal prison. Don't give us your crap about 40,000 pages you made him give from his whole life and everything else that got delivered. When in other hearings, your people don't even do that. You anti-American trash. These Democrats are all programmed to hate America. Let's continue.
We move forward, Mr. Chairman.
I extend a very warm welcome to Judge Kavanaugh.
We have not been given an opportunity to have a meaningful hearing on the nominee.
Their two daughters.
Mr. Chairman, I agree with my colleague, Senator Harris. Mr. Chairman, we received 42,000 documents that we haven't been able to review last night, and we believe this hearing should be postponed.
I know this is an exciting day for all of you here, and you're rightly proud.
Mr. Chairman, if we cannot be recognized.
Back it up 10 seconds. Look at all these Democrats. They all look low energy, ugly. They got a chip on their shoulder. They're just scum. And they all run decaying, collapsing blue areas with feces all over the ground and starving people and gunshots. And just because that's what they do. They just suck everything. And it's all these hunchbacks like Schumer walking around like Skeksis. Wait, let's continue.
Hearing should
I know
be postponed.
This is an exciting day for all of you here,
Mr. Chairman,
and you're rightly proud.
Mr. Chairman, if we cannot be recognized, I move to adjourn.
The American people.
Mr. Chairman, I move to adjourn
directly from Judge Kavanaugh.
Pause. That guy's called for me to be removed off the internet. Blumenthal, just look. Look at him. Looks like an angler fish or, you know, something. I move to adjourn. Woo! Yeah. Yeah, screw the election. Woo! Woo! Let's keep going.
Mr. Chairman, I move to adjourn.
You'll never intimidate us. We're done. We're awake now. It's over.
We have been denied real access to the documents we need.
Let's pause again. 3% beat King George. We got like 30% awake right now completely. It's game over, dumbos. It's all just begun. You think you got big tech helping murder the Chinese slaves that you're going to run us? It ain't working, Jack. Continue.
Which turns this hearing into a charade and a mockery of our norm.
Okay, pause again. Back it up. Notice they're turning into a charade and a mockery, and then they say that's what we're doing. Continue.
Chairman, I therefore move to adjourn this hearing.
Okay.
This is a mockery and a tragedy of justice.
This is the collapsing universities folding into America. This is the collapsing universities where there's no free speech. There's all these weird spoiled brats and Plato. And I saw a pocket constitution. Can you imagine these loon bags running stuff? Free health care for everybody. Venezuela's great. More coming up. Stay with us.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So we are in an epic time. We have the mainstream corporate media, bought and paid for by foreign banks, the communist Chinese, publicly now saying ban all conservatives, ban all Trump supporters, ban Alex Jones from commerce. Just absolute criminal authoritarianism. I've had articles I haven't even gotten to. They're on Infowars.com and Newswars.com where the Trotskyite, his father ran the Trotskyite Communist Party. William Crystal's calling for Republicans to be arrested, put on trial, arrest everyone in the Republican Party, overthrow it with the Democrats. Democrats calling for show trials. I mean, they are an authoritarian criminal group. They know internal polls show it's over for them. You've got the New York Times lying and saying our traffic's the lowest ever and that we're going bankrupt because they want to make that a self-fulfilling prophecy. And most of them over there have actually studied it. It's in the WikiLeaks. They're like, most of them are into Aleister Crowley stuff. It's like Oprah Winfrey, the promise stuff on PCP. So they think if they just say it's happening over and over again, it makes it so. Like Hillary's going to win 98%, the New York Times said. But here's the big announcement. You've got Panetta, the former head of the CIA and the former head of the Defense Department. You've got a bunch of other top Democrats and a bunch of other top establishment Republican types like Hayden coming out and saying, don't impeach Trump and stop saying you're going to kill everybody. You're going to cause a massive backlash. And this thing is blowing up here. And if you remove Trump from office, he's right. It's going to cause a depression, an economic collapse. And so we'll get the blame for this, and it's going to cause a total civil war. And you're not intimidating conservatives and people. You're only making them dig in and get more upset. So you need to stop. And it looks like the blue wave is going to be a red wave. And even CNN had to admit that this weekend, that Trump turns the GOP into a red wave. So that's why they're hitting the panic button, trying to stop hearings. It's why they're saying everybody's in the KKK. Well, when you run around going, KKK, KKK, ban all Alex Jones supporters from Facebook, KKK, it doesn't, it's malarkey. And so they've shown their hand, they've gone too far. Here's the problem. The Brennans and the Clintons and the Warrens and the Michael Moores of the Democratic Party and the Rob Reiners, they say, we want a violent war. We want a confrontation. And they've had CNN and MSNBC and others say, this is a call to arms of both parties to take down Trump. Now, they're not technically calling for violence, as some conservative sites have said. When I say, this is an information war, you know, we're dropping bombs over the target, that's why we're under attack. Clearly, it's a World War II analogy. They didn't have radar back then. You know, they didn't have GPS. They were, and they put smoke up over cities. So you could tell where the factories were, but you knew where the main flak was still, tended to be where the target was. So they've all lied about me and said that I'm calling for violence. When they're the ones saying, here's where the Republicans play baseball, they have no bodyguards. Hashtag hunt Republicans. The guy that shot him wasn't a bad guy. He was a hero. That's CNN Wolf Blitzer. They're the ones, you know, saying kidnap Trump's family, murder him, rape him, kill him. So they're doing that. But when at first I was like, well, they mean that as a figure of speech, call to arms. But now it's a talking point, call to arms, which normally means all hands on deck. Or, you know, really time to get serious. But I have some clips coming up next segment, and we have the president with Bob Woodward really chewing into him. And this is a tape that Woodward's releasing, which I don't think he had authorization to do. I think Trump thought it was an off-the-record conversation. So, again, you can't trust any of these guys. And Woodward, he wants to be pertinent again, wants to be, you know, like he's important, like he matters anymore. He wants to take down another president. And so Trump's chewing into him in this tape saying, you know, I didn't say those things. I didn't call Sessions retarded. I didn't say those things. And they're all tailored to cut his support in the South. Everything that's said, if you read it, by Woodward. And Trump's chewing into him, and then Woodward's playing dumb, but it's already happened. It's breaking right now. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, from the Washington Examiner. Ex-Trump lawyer John Dowd denies quotes in Bob Woodward book. So see? Why in the... By the way, I know Trump. Just like in these conversations, you hear him being very, very clean about what he says. He would never say things like that, knowing everybody's recording him, even believed it. You've got Bob Woodward, which describes him calling Trump a effing liar and cautioning the president that he could end up wearing an orange jumpsuit. This is all just meant for them to grandstand. Because, again, they need to sell you. Here's the big epiphany. They need to sell you on taking down Trump being okay. But no matter what they do, you know they're liars. and twisters, and so it isn't working. So then the question is, as the establishment figures out it isn't going to work, they've already hyped up the media and a bunch of other people to do this, and it's gone into crazy overdrive that leads to a civil war between the people that actually work and are hard and are strong and are focused and a bunch of unworking, stupid, lazy, baby victimology wimps. And it's just a disaster situation. I don't want to dominate Chucky Schumer and all of his bizarre, dumbed-down, drooling constituents that can't even find their ass with both hands. I want them out of my life, but see, they won't get out of my life. This is like the bad neighbor or the old girlfriend or whatever that won't go away. Except I was never a boyfriend of the Democratic Party. And so it's extremely dangerous. All over Europe, the Germans are about to go totally nationalist. The Swiss, the Swedes, the Dutch, the French, the Italians, it's already happening. It's over. They went too far. It's seismic. And then they think if they can destroy Trump, and then they chose me too because I'm Americana and have a spirit they hate and I'm not scared of them. I was big, and you were big. You were important. You launched Trump. You're Americana. Black, white, old, young, male, female, Hispanic. You're great. You love liberty. You're red, white, and blue. You're who they hate. But they see me and the power you've manifested through InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and the tens of billions of views and all the rest of it. They see that as the enemy. So they think if they can destroy me, that will demoralize you. They don't even know about people once they wake up and you take the Alamo. They figured it was a suicide mission. Travis said, we're probably all going to die across the line. Nobody stepped behind it. Nobody said no. Everybody stepped across. And the guy they sent out with a letter didn't want to be sent. You see, those were different people. But when they killed everybody, and even killed the four or five wounded prisoners, did that make the Texans give up and go, oh my God, they killed everybody? No. When Hitler firebombed civilian targets, nobody had ever done that in modern war, in London, at first he was targeting military bases, and the Brits wouldn't give up, but most of them were actually against the war, but they followed the government's rulings. As soon as they firebombed the civilians, the polls went from 60% against the war to 99% for it. And the rest is history. And so that's what I want to tell you is the left only think a few steps ahead. They're manipulators. They're scum. They're low IQ. They just cheat because that's what they do. And things are going to get rough. But I can tell you, if you stay vigilant, if you stay involved, if you stay focused, they're done. I mean, this is going to be so decisive 10 years from now when we look back and we're dealing with AI and the Chi-Coms. There'll be big threats coming. But domestic leftist traitors selling us out to big banks and the Chi-Coms in Hollywood, Hollywood's not going to be there anymore as you know it. It's all going to be gone. And we're going to be like, thank God we finally fixed all that because, whoa, the next level's coming. The drug-resistant, you know, viruses and bacteria, the Chi-Coms, the collapsing third world. We're going to have to get in there and fix that and prop those places up and really help those people. The globalists have been doing everything they can to sabotage. So we got a hell of a job ahead of us. We better get going here. But once we get these people out of our way, we're going to win. The problem is they're moving hard. And they're crazy. And they mean to kill the president.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow you'll want to tune into the broadcast. I'm telling you that right now. They're making their move, man. The fact that mainstream corporate media is now going from saying ban Alex Jones to ban all conservatives, ban all Trump supporters, and then saying arrest everybody and just foaming at the mouth like this is just unprecedented. They are so scared that America has gotten away from them, and they think that if they intimidate you and kick you off Facebook or YouTube or wherever, that you'll somehow then start groveling to them, and they're a bunch of crazed, anti-free market, anti-prosperity jerks. Owen Schroeder's coming up next hour. We're going to open the phones. I've got a bunch of clips from the Kavanaugh testimony that's got them so upset. They're having hearings tomorrow in the Intelligence Committee of the Senate that's headed up by these globalists and Senator Warner, who's calling all the censorship anti-Russian propaganda operations. Well, I could call him a Russian and say he should be put in prison. The Democrats have bigger connections to the Russians than any Republican. I have no connection. So we're in America beyond McCarthy. He actually went after people that did have connections. But they got to come testify in Congress. I don't get that, do I? There's an 11-minute audio tape. It's on Infowars.com. Bob Woodward, they haven't really said, I've looked it up, I believe probably criminally leaked this, because a lot of this stuff's off record with Trump. But Trump's chewing into him, this is middle of last month, about him reportedly lying about things he said people told him Trump said in his new book. And so Trump is chewing him out. And now we have people involved in this going public saying, yes, I never told Bob Woodward this. Ex-Trump lawyer John Dowd denies quotes in Bob Woodward's book. More are now coming forward. Asked if he disputed the accuracy of quotes attributed to him in CNN's report, Dowd replied, yes. Asked whether he'd ever described Trump as an effing liar, warned Trump he's at risk of orange jumpsuit, or described Trump's interview prep to Mueller, and they go on to say, yes, it's all a lie. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, that's how they operate. Of course, they've already been caught lying thousands and thousands and thousands of times. Why would you? I mean, CNN goes on and says no one's censoring conservatives when they've led the move to do it. The New York Times publishes that we have half the traffic we had a month ago. This month, we're up like 70%, and we had days where it was double any record we ever had. We had a week, actually. But again, they want to demoralize you. They want to demoralize you. They want to tell you, oh, we crushed your champion. He lost. He's over. Oh, he's not even on the iPhone or Android apps now. No, we just hit number one on both, so they boop. Delisted them. They're still there. And our new flat plateau is the highest plateau we've ever had by about 7%. And that's just InfoWars. A lot of our traffic's now sent to NewsWars.com and others that I think are even better sites. We're redoing InfoWars soon. But regardless, go to InfoWars.com/show. InfoWars.com/show. And click on the podcast for yourself. Click on the live streams, but more importantly, share them and then tell folks about the local AM and FM stations. I know Facebook and all these, you know, people, oh, who cares about TV stations and cable stations and radio stations? Well, they're big audiences, and we've gained, in the last year, because we didn't launch until then, 400-plus TV stations, some big, some small, all precious, over 100 cable systems, and close to 100 more radio stations. So again, America's instincts are there, and they're fighting back, and the globalists don't like that, and they want to set the precedent to say, look, banning really works. Big tech, let's ban all the conservatives. It's just flagrant admissions of such wild criminal activity, so un-American, so classically evil, and they're doing it like they're morons. And our wonderful president is saying no to it. Let's go ahead now and start going to part of the president and Bob Woodward. It gets really heated. Here it is.
President Trump, how are you?
How are you? How are you doing? Okay?
Real well. I'm turning on my tape recorder
your
permission.
That's okay. I don't mind.
Sorry we missed the opportunity to talk for the book.
Well, I just spoke with Kellyanne, and she asked me if I got a call. I never got a call. I never got a message. Who did you ask about speaking to me?
Well, about six people.
They don't tell me.
Senator, I talked to Kellyanne about it 2.5 months ago. She came for lunch.
Well, it's too bad. Of course, you and I had a conversation, a couple of years ago, and so that, I think, got you there a little bit. And we had a conversation many years ago, if you remember, in Trump Tower.
I did.
That has to be 20 years ago. And you were thinking about doing a book about me then, which is interesting. Who knew it would have been on this subject, right?
Yeah,
that was not in the cards at that time.
That's right. Well, I'm sorry.
I still remember that.
I spent a lot of time on this, talked to lots of people.
All right, good.
And as you know and are living, we are at a pivot point in history.
Right.
And I would have liked to have done that, and I maximized my effort.
Right.
And somehow it didn't get to you. Or
it's really too bad because nobody told me about it.
Yeah. Let's just go back. I didn't have my mic on. They always lie, and they always say they talk to you. That's just what they do. And if you do talk to them, and they don't want to have your quotes, they go, oh, talk to me again. And then they always want again and again and again until they publish. And then 1 minute before they publish, they go, oh, we're going to publish. We wanted your response. Oh, sorry, you didn't get back. Because they're not media. They're frauds. Let's continue.
You were. It's really too bad because nobody told me about it, and I would have loved to have spoken to you. You know I'm very open to you. I think you've always been fair, but we'll see what happens. But all I can say is the country is doing very well.
What's it pause again? Back it up. He'd always been fair because you weren't the president yet. He's a henchman. He's an assassin of truth. So now Trump knows he told all these lies. Let's continue.
Just about that at any time. We're doing better on unemployment maybe than ever. You know, I mean, if you look at the unemployment numbers, you've heard me say it. And we're doing better on unemployment than just about ever. We're having a lot of companies are moving back into our country.
Yeah, Trump's totally mad that Google searches the news. Nobody covers the economy. Nobody covers it coming back because they're the ones that artificially suppressed it because they hate the country. They hate flyover country. They want us depressed, like Bill Maher said, because they're scum. Continue.
Would have been unheard of 2 years ago if the other administration or representatives of it had kept going or kept, you know, if the other group had won. I will tell you that you would have, I think you'd have a GDP of less than zero. I think we would have been going in the wrong direction because regulations are such a big part of what we've done, Bob.
Well, I understand that point of view, and as you know, it's also a difficult time where the political system and you and my business is being tested.
Yeah.
And you know, I take it very seriously. I've done books on 8 presidents going back from Nixon, Obama.
Right.
And I learned something about reporting, frankly, Mr. President.
Good.
I've got to go talk to people and see them outside of the White House and outside of their offices, and gained a lot of insight and documentation. And it's you know, it's a tough look at the world and your administration and you.
Right. Well, I assume that means it's going to be a negative book, but. Well, you know, I'm sort of 50% used to that. That's all right. Some are good and some are bad. Sounds like this is going to be a bad one.
It's a chance missed, and I don't know how things work over there in terms
of...
Yeah, hit pause again. This is all... We never got you to counter any of this. We're setting you up, and Trump's figuring this out now. Oh, now you can get a hold of me. Horse manure by a con artist, Bob Woodward. But Bob... This hit in the 1974, you little globalist. And you're not going to get away with it this time, you slime bag. What? Just imagine being filth like that. We're going to break and come back and put the rest of it where they get in the fight. And Owen Schroyer's coming in studio. A lot to break down. Just remember, they say I'm failing. They say I'm going under. It's not true, but if you don't support us, we will. And I've got big stuff that you'll be blown away with once we're able to launch it. But it takes a lot of capital to do it. So we're about to end this big Labor Day special, 50% off on a bunch of our best-selling items, like Bodies, Ultimate Tumor Formula, it's about to sell out, Ultimate Bone Broth Formula, incredible what it does for everybody, all the other great products, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for the support, but we need it more than ever in the face of the enemy. And believe me, these are foreign usurpers that have hijacked the country. But we're beating them, thank God, thanks to you.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.